Big brother, it's big brother. It's my brother, it's your brother, it's our brother. It's his brother, it's her brother, it's their brother. Run past the gravy, bro.
What's happening, everybody? It's ladies' night on Pass the Gravy, Bro. We got me, Emma, and we got Allison this way.
We're backwards. We're normally the other way.
You're right. You're right.
I got it.
I'm a guest in my own home tonight. we are going to recap the, sixth episode? We have to count each one? Let's not, because there's going to be 1,000 episodes.
A cool Millie.
A sweet, soft Millie. And right away, we have a question for Allison, because she's the expert.
I don't know if that's true.
Ever not shown everyone's competition times.
Jason, from my understanding, that's a no. This is the first time, and it does seem to be because they done fucked up with Matt's accommodations.
Right? I mean, immediately, what made them think, let's do a listening?
I was thinking, maybe he had the chance of not playing in this one. So, maybe they were like, let's just do this and we'll figure it out if it comes down to it. But it came down to it. It did.
It was high stakes because he was also, number one of house guest choice, right? If he hadn't already been picked.
Yeah.
So, think it through, guys. Think it through. But, okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's start with the end of the nomination ceremony. And I can't emphasize enough how much Hysum is getting under my skin. But he's also, if this works out for him and he survives the next couple of weeks, maybe I love him. Maybe this is his origin story.
I don't know. Somebody I saw on Twitter said that he was, playing old school Big Brother. But it's, in the,
the rudeness, absolutely.
The rudeness.
Here it is. I'm going to just tell you. Well, no, not even that, because it's always behind your back, but straight up, I don't like you, let's get you out. That's
It's very confrontational in the very least.
Yes.
Not in the way of she needs to learn her consequences.
Yeah.
Which I can't. That's no, sir.
No, sir. It is weak.
You're not her father. Nah.
Nah. And she's what has she done besides say his name?
She existed.
Yeah, there's no. She's
playing
the game.
She dared to have allies that are not him.
How
that bitch?
How dare she? Yeah, I can't. And he's got the perfect Grinch little smirk smile where he's this is how you win. This is how you win, Big Brother, huh? Isn't it? Isn't it? And the look around to nobody. There's nobody in there.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. Okay. And the odd thing is Suri got the last word at the end. It's always HOH or the nominees, right? I don't know.
I don't know the stats on that one. But also it's Suri. And how often do you have a legend like Suri in the house? I feel like when Paul came on for his 18th season, did he not... they put him in everywhere.
He's the leader. She feels like she's the host of the game within the game. One step down, one above the house guest, one below Julie.
Yeah, she's the Julie of the house.
She's the spirit guide.
Yeah.
Who has the option to get voted out.
Yes. That's exactly right.
I think many would vote. Well, I'm not going to say that. But anyway, moving on. Okay, so also another thing about Hysum that I can't stand, there's a long list, is his constantly asking Riley, how you feeling? How you doing? What are your thoughts?
Oh, he doesn't care.
And then interrupting her. Let's give her the platform. Let's talk about it. Also, let me just interrupt you real fast. I can't.
If his whole, shtick is being honest and having integrity and all of this shit, why are you being so fucking fake?
It's not necessary.
No, and he's still hey, if you survive this week, like, we could work together.
No, you're not voted out.
No one wants to work with you.
You're not gone. I hate it. I hate
it. It's so annoying.
It's, I don't know if I've hated this, someone this much so soon. Like, I hated him in his interview. And hate's a strong word. I take that back. I don't hate anybody. I just very strongly dislike his personality.
Yeah.
And I usually love his type of person.
Yeah.
But no, I can't.
He was in his preseason interviews. I was getting slight Andy vibes.
I could see that.
That was his archetype on the show was going to be Andy, basically. I think even Andy said the same thing on Twitter. But hard no.
Hard no. It was the direct eye contact of the camera the entire time that freaked me out. And I was like, that's my first red flag, is because he knows, you know, if I keep eye contact, maybe America will remember me and remember this interview and vote for me for things. And it's like this weird, like,
Britney last
in my toothy grin. Yes. It's too much. Oh, Lisa. Yeah. Okay, so he is not gaslighting Riley, but he's just absolutely yanking her out.
Kind of gaslighting her. She did not destroy the house so much. Like, she divided the house too early. If I think everybody who has watched a recent season would be able to say that, in the first week, there is a large alliance,
always starts with the first HOH. A pattern.
Yeah. So, and it's always a huge alliance. It's eight people, and we laugh at the eight, but I think even Bowie said in her preseason interview that, at the beginning, it is just a numbers game. So, you got to get in the number. And he's, upset that he wasn't a part of the number. But, I'll teach you to leave me out.
And it's obnoxious because he didn't create his alliance. He didn't say, it was Felicia who was like, they have a side, we have a side, and we're going to get the old people. And then he hopped on the train and decided to win the competitions. And then now has turned into the mastermind. He has ravened himself in this, and it's making my stomach hurt every time I watch him.
Yeah. And he has gone so far to he has called Riley Frenchie, she Frenchied her HOH. And I said the same thing. Mm-hmm. It was very reminiscent. But I'm sorry, sir, what have you done?
Yes.
It's not that his HOH has gotten any better. Riley was just weirdly talking she was going to be best friends with everyone.
Yeah.
Then it was I'm best friends with everyone except Kirsten.
But it wasn't Hysom. She was still she said his name, but who else? What are you going to do?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I hate when people get offended for people playing the game while they're playing the game.
No, yeah.
He's doing.
This is so out of order, but it did bother me that at the end of the episode, Riley said something I did a full feud with a 45-year-old man. Okay, you're kind of proving the point with that statement. Do I think he's acting as maturely as he could within the game? No. He's a very narrow focused, not at all in what I think would be an adaptable strategy way. But don't come after him for his age and be like, oh, he shouldn't be arguing with me. I'm just a kid. He's an old man.
Just a baby.
Just a baby.
Just a baby. But yes, and then she had said something else along those lines too. Well, she also was like, I have to go back to him, my best friend. And it's like, don't bother. You know where he stands. And he's just going to yank you around even more. And it's just going to make us sad for you. It's going to make me, I feel bad for her. I pity her. And I did not like her last week. And I don't want to like her, but I hate him. I don't like him so much that I'm like, I hope something happens for you.
I also just don't go, Riley. You don't have to talk to him.
Right.
His power, done.
Right.
He's nothing else that he can do this week. Like, stop talking to him. You don't have to keep sitting there.
You don't have to. You don't have to keep providing content that makes us feel bad for you.
He cannot vote. The likelihood of a tie, very slim. At this point, you're not going to change his mind to keep you in the event of a tie. So just stop.
Just don't. I mean, I get, like, you want the veto, you got to go talk to him. But you don't have to go talk to him because you're the target. Send someone else to talk to him.
Yeah, like, he's made it very clear he hates you.
Yes. You've sabotaged the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You sabotage the house by playing the game.
By playing the game. And, like, not even nominating people, right? Like, she didn't... She didn't even get to nominate these people. So I'm...
Yeah.
I don't get it. And there are bigger fish to fry there. Okay, so we got to Riley and blah, blah, blah. And everyone thinks Corey is jacked in his...
Remember I don't know where that came from.
But he maybe is more photogenic than... he is in real life, because it is a good picture of him. I will say
it is a good picture of him. He looks a little beefier.
Yes,
I think.
But Felicia going, "Oh, you're not muscular," is the best grandma mom move I have ever seen, and she's just loving me. Like, I love her. She wasn't a feature this episode, and yeah, I feel like the last 2 weeks she was. But every small comment she made, like when she was running in and she goes, "I needed to put my eyebrows on,"
she's golden.
Love Miss Felicia. Let's save her inside the journey. She can't win, but we'll get her there.
Oh god, yeah. They can't pull her along super long. Who is the chef that they brought along just because he cooked?
Joe.
Yeah.
Is it Joe? A little soul patch?
He had a little soul patch.
They didn't even like his food.
No, but they kept him around for a while because he cooked and cleaned.
Yeah, clean, I think, is the kicker there.
That's also June cleaned. That was her strategy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was before I was a super fan. But Siobhan, right? Tactic.
Yeah.
Check that for people who want to audition.
Yeah.
Clean. Learn to clean. Alex.
By the way.
One of your saving points. Just
pretty good strategy.
Who is he? Who is
Pat? He's commenting all over the place. Yeah. Alex, it's Kentucky Joe. You were right.
Yeah, the one that they headbutted. Willie headbutted. And I wanted Joe kicked out immediately because I'm someone, and I wanted Heisem kicked out when he didn't follow the the have not room, butt kicks.
Oh, right. Yeah. Word.
Yeah, should have gone then.
Well, that I mean, I think would make sense if he had actually heard him say the N-word because, like, the shock of it. But I guess he didn't even hear that. So he's just breaking the rules willy-nilly.
I can't wait for his downfall. We said it 1,000 times last episode, but I'm still just sitting here on the edge of my seat for it.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
I also just not off topic. It's very on topic. I want to know why it's the same bed that they have to morph in and out of. When they go, and also the Nether region has its own graphic. It's staying. It's here.
Really wanted them to, like, go to the Nether region with them. I want to know where they are. I mean, they're absolutely just on, like, a soundstage somewhere else. But, like,
But don't call that set the Nether region with the Nether Gorgon.
Yeah.
And then not have the houses in the background when Jag comes up. Also, when Jag had to watch the whole nomination ceremony.
Oh, awkward.
He was like, And then, like, Riley was talking to him, and you could see her, like, kind of trail off. And she was like, I want to go talk to my boyfriend now. Okay. Yeah, I know you have no one to talk to, but yeah, see ya. Final two. Peace out.
Great.
Classic.
Yeah. Good. I didn't realize he was there until they showed that bit of her, like, awkwardly going away.
Yeah, because
I didn't realize he watched the whole thing.
Like you said, they could chat anytime, and I'm sure, like, Jag is someone who wanted to chat. Like, Siri, I always call her Siri. Siri wanted Jared to stop talking so much. So yeah. I feel like that's why he didn't want to contact.
That's fair.
The house, but Jag, why not? All of his best friends are in there.
Yeah, and as Todd pointed out, Bowie Jane just doesn't talk at all, so there was no communication from her.
Bowie Jane, and they called her by both names this whole episode. So did we have to start that?
I thought for the longest time that it was just one of those things where it was like, oh, she's the first and last name person. But I don't think her last name's Jane.
I don't think it's either, like, but dawning on me slowly. Like, in their little champagne toast, I'm Bowie Jane, you can call me Bowie. And it was like, leave it at that. But everybody, they must not know her well enough to just go by one name.
They know each other well enough to cry and call each other brothers and sisters and their daughters, but not close
not
enough
off to Jane. Call her
one of her first names.
It's going to be Bowie Jane. And I did write in my notes, like, I don't think she's old. I don't think 46 or whatever she is old.
Yeah. No.
But she was walking into the living room and you could see like the age on her. And I was like, yeah, how are they buying it?
It's a, I can only assume that it gets rougher from like where I am now. It's not going to get better.
It's not going to get better. It's just going to get a little more saggy and a little more sad. And
yeah.
Hey, Todd Voss, don't ageism. 46 is old. I can say that. Are you 46, Todd?
Yeah, man. I mean, well, Todd. Well, Todd wants to know who goes first. Hisam. God, I'm gonna get it.
You're gonna get it.
I've been learning a lot of names recently.
Fingers crossed he goes before we get it.
Oh, that'd be great. We'll have to get to that question after spoilers, because.
Spoilers. I mean, also, every time I see Riley, it's spelled like Rachel Riley, and then I just get those flashbacks of Brendan, and then Hisam looks like Brendan, so like time lasers.
Also, Bye Bye Bitches was originally said by Rachel Riley.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
Of course.
I was thinking maybe Janelle, but
it might be, although they were talking about it on the feeds, and I think they all decided that it was Rachel Riley. And
that's kind of.
Planting my flag in that, and I'm.
Although I can picture someone picking up Janelle and like carrying her somewhere off, and she turns around and she says it
with the key, and she shakes it. Yeah, is it not Kacer, or is it right after she wins? It's when she wins HOH after Kacer is evicted.
Nice. Okay, so Janelle.
And I think it's Howie that picks her up.
Oh, Howie, that poor guy. That poor guy. Okay, so where are we in the episode?
I honestly,
there are a lot of spoilers. I don't want people to not think about it.
Stay away from it.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and we got to get through the episode. It's one of those we got to get through it. Okay, so I guess we'll just go right to the veto pick and how disappointed Hisam was.
Oh my god, his face!
Joy I felt.
His awkward fake smile trying to stomach his way through it. Although I will say he did win the veto like 1-5.
Yeah, I can't deny that. That's one of those like gears that turned in my head of like, okay, if they don't hate him, then I'm gonna end up liking him.
I don't know. Although I wonder what Matt would have been able to do if he was a hearing person.
Right. Okay, so explain what they did for him and how they messed up.
Well, they haven't said exactly how they messed up, but it's very fitting that this morning they released an article to, I don't know if it was E! Or Entertainment Weekly, one of those, about how they've been accommodating him, and people have been calling it out because, like, of course, you release that article the day of, or the morning of the veto competition that you supremely fucked him over in, right after you left him in the diary room after voting. And so it's like, sure, yeah, cover your ass now. But I mean, it said that they've been working with like literally his audiologist and like people that, you know, he works with in real life to like get speakers directed at him. They're doing voice to text, and one of their fears is that
voice to text never works.
Well, yeah, that's one of their fears is that it's going to pick up something that they say in a headset that's going to like leak information to him, or like maybe it'll accidentally pick up something that another person's mic says, where it'd be like a different kind of like eavesdropping, but like not his fault. And they've said that that hasn't happened yet, but you're right. Voice to text literally never works. And like, they also mentioned in the article that like, they can't do that on like, on your mark, get set, go competitions, right, because there's on your mark, going to be a delay.
Go. Yeah.
So like, why are they not just using visual cues? Like a green light to go.
Yeah.
A red light to leave the fucking diary room.
Right. Right. Or like, I mean, this competition shouldn't have existed. It was honestly, literally headphones. Like, they even put them on him. You know, there was nothing blinking in there.
Well, if, what?
Or like, okay, so I knew a girl in high school who had a cochlear implant, and she could plug her phone or whatever, her headphones or her, probably in high school it was an MP3 player.
her Zune.
Yeah. into her cochlear earplant so she could hear music, and like no one else could hear it because it was, you know, in her head. Yeah. So why is that not something they can do?
I
don't know.
Honestly, in the article,
give me the answers.
Well, according to production, they said that like they've also been like trying to find noise canceling headphones to like limit outside and distracting noise so that he can focus on the right like instructions and voices, and that they've brought him in like before. They said that before the show even started, they brought him in the house blindfolded and like took him into different places to like test like which voices and like not decibels, but like pitch and things like that, like he could hear better. And I think one of the things that they said is that he can hear deeper voices. I think it even said it was like more baritone voices. And I don't know what that is. So like I think that's why the voice in the veto comp was a little bit deeper, but like just because it's not a high pitched voice doesn't mean that you can hear it perfectly.
Yeah. Especially if it's reversed and scratched and reversed and scratched. But you, also Alex, oh thank you. I was gonna ask you, put up Kenya's comment. Why did they cast him? It's clear they cannot accommodate him. You're correct, but they cast him because he's hot.
And they address it in that article, and it says that they thought that he would be a really great, you know, competitor with a good message, and they were up for the challenge.
They were not.
They're not. They're not doing great. They're not doing great.
But also, with his little ponytail today, I, for the first time, saw he's got one of those little – cross earrings that was really big in the 80s. I'm not glad it's back.
One of those like George Michael earrings.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly who I was thinking. And then I saw his hearing aids for the first time too.
Oh.
And I wish that he would do that more so everyone would absolutely know.
Yeah, I mean,
bring power to the cause. I don't know. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him.
So bad. There's so much more that they could be doing, and like,
you think when he saw that competition, he was like, what are you thinking? What are you guys thinking?
I honestly, yes, I do. And they even like in the article tried to turn it around on him a little bit and being like, we've done what we like can think of, and we ask him like to tell us and like advocate for himself and let us know if
you think I'm 21? Because thank you. God, thank you. I'm also just really obsessed with the 80s. Yeah. To know me is to know that I love the 80s.
I mean, as a 33.
Also, Allison called out the, over here.
Yeah, you got it right that time.
George Michael.
And as a 33-year-old, I was not alive in the 80s. But
I love George Michael.
How do you not know about George Michael's earring? Specifically his earring.
Because I picture him with the little, you know, sunglasses. Yeah. And 5 o'clock
like real tight denim.
Absolutely.
And like leather. Yeah, absolutely.
Him and Matt, one and the same.
Absolutely. But I also, sorry, I was texting about this in the veto comp, but I still I know you said that they were wearing costumes. I still can't decide if they were wearing costumes.
No, okay. So I knew once you said it, I thought, oh, yeah, this is a costume because Matt would never wear a shirt, right? Like, that guy would never wear a shirt. He would wear something cut off, a tank top, no shirt, whatever. But then I saw Mimi, Nicole, and she had the Madonna going on. And I thought, one, off. That's not the 90s. And two, she was the host. So she was in costume.
She would never wear that. I literally missed her entirely, and I don't know how.
Because after the costume comment, I was like, I need to see.
I wasn't watching when she confidence. Was. Yeah. I wasn't actually watching, looking at the TV when she was doing that. I was trying to catch up on feed updates from throughout the day. But good God.
So America's outfit was like long, like schoolgirl.
Yeah, you said she looked like Cher.
Too cool to be a school girl. So this is a costume. Cameron looked the same. Matt would never wear a shirt. Blue, kind of the same.
I think she already owned that. She was like
clips that got me. And I was like, that's either cool now.
No, they're back. Or
they're back. But
they're back. I work with a few Gen X. Nope, Gen Z. I definitely work with Gen X. But I work with some Gen Z people, and butterfly clips are back.
I would, yeah, I'm happy about that. But I thought, like, so Cameron's saying, oh, the 90s, but also like with record players, I was like, no,
that's not the 90s.
Wrong. But but the new generation watching this has no idea. So
yeah, I mean,
it all blended together.
Do have a record player, and I am from the 90s, records,
right?
What
I said, yeah. I see records.
God, I'm so bad at this. Yes, there's a bunch of records right here.
When we get a house, we'll get a record player. But yeah, and I was happy that they all knew what a CD was.
That's nice.
They didn't pick up the record and like, here we go.
Is that Taylor Swift?
Is this guy? What's a CD? Hey.
I was looking at, Matt was the one that caught my attention with the costume. He was the one that really stood out to me. And I was like, this might be a costume. But then Blue came on and it was like, they had offered her a costume, and she was like, I'll do you one better.
Thank you for the clarification, Bean. Gen X, born 65 to 80.
Yes, I definitely work with Gen X.
I work with almost all Gen Zers, minus a few of millennials are papered in there, but they refuse to believe they're millennials.
Because they're too young or too old?
Because they're like 95. And they're like,
okay.
And I'm like, okay, yeah. If you remember the Rugrats, you're there. Okay. You're with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was an interesting veto competition.
It was. It was cool.
I felt
really... I like when they're somewhere else that's not the backyard.
Yes, I agree.
I always enjoy that. But I'm always wondering, what are they doing in the backyard that they can't be in the backyard?
Or, like, did they set that up in the backyard?
Yeah. Or is that, like, the set of Young Sheldon or something?
Honestly, probably.
Maybe.
Is that not Young Sheldon's room?
I don't know.
That hangout at that record store?
Does Young Sheldon like music? Is he too smart?
I don't know.
Is he too good for it?
I did feel really bad for Matt, though, because he was like, I don't know what a tuba is.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's had to see one, right? He went to high school.
I went to high school, but also, like, being in, unless, like, I don't know if he went to a typical elementary school, but I feel like I very specifically remember in music class learning about the different, like, families of instruments, like woodwinds and whatever. Like, that is how I learned what a tuba was.
Yeah.
Never in my life have I played a tuba.
He's a sporty guy. Also, I hope they sanitized that mouthpiece every time.
I thought about that, too. I was like, we're fucking done with COVID restrictions.
We're post-pandemic, so let's sanitize that. And on the inside, because what if someone, like, sucked in? It's patient zero.
Ew.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Pretty gross. But also, like...
Not to what Bean said. Ew to...
People sucking in?
Ew to sucking in on a tuba.
Well, because who knows? If he's never even heard of one.
I feel like that... You've absolutely heard of one and you just don't remember.
You've had to have seen one.
Yeah.
You go to a high school football game, you see a tuba.
But, like, technically, is that not a sousaphone in a marching band?
It's a sousaphone, but it's still that like
it's a marching tuba.
Yeah, like the way yeah. they had it on the show was out. Like, so a tuba, like regular tuba,
I don't know,
the top of the horn is cut off here, sure. but a marching band tuba, sousaphone is out. So the way they had it on the show was like,
it was a sousaphone.
Yeah, now I can't remember. Honestly, mouthpiece was out. So it was a combination. It was a both.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you. I just know that they're called different things.
A band nerd, me.
Yeah. So I did appreciate the puns, though.
Me too. Always.
I love to get tuba toothpaste. Made
yeah, tuba. Yeah, my sister texted me in the middle and she said, say tuba toothpaste again, because they just kept saying it. And now it's going to be stuck in my head on repeat. Tuba toothpaste, tuba toothpaste, tuba toothpaste.
It did take me a second to get the piano. I was like, why is there, what is a piano toilet? And then I saw it right now and I was like,
but they must be watching Potty Humor, Bidet, us, like,
honestly,
they know us.
It's us.
It's us. Making connections. Back to our first episode of Making Connections.
Bidets. Toilets. The producers are watching. Do better. Do better for Matt.
On that. Let's make merch. Alex, let's make merch.
Do better for Matt. Justice for Matt.
Justice for Matt. And I wanted to, I don't know. Did YouTube vent? Yes. We can't stop talking about, BB yeah. Bean says, did YouTube vent about Hysom's dictatorial HOH yet? We can't stop. We stopped for a minute because.
Sousaphones, but.
Sousaphones and poor Matt.
Poor Matt. But God, it's so bad. It's the veto speech at the end. The way that they were talking about it on the feeds was that it was so cruel and crossed lines and was just like absolutely ridiculous. And I didn't think that it was like mean by any means. Use that word too many times in that sentence. But it was like,
someone said rubs him the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, exactly what? He does. It's taking velvet.
This is what
opposite.
Yeah. This is what the House needs to do is to vote Riley out. I mean, like, on one hand, high five for the Nads to say in a veto meeting, you are my target. I'm not changing my like nominations because you are my target, and just like call it out like that.
And I like it. I appreciate that. Like I said last episode, our episode, why do people keep alliances, like majority alliance, secret when they know? Like, why do they do that? I would rather a fight, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this side, whatever. But I hate him. I hate the guy.
BB asked if the veto, if his veto speech was edited. We will never know they come out and their their non-disclosures expire.
I'm gonna assume it was.
It had to have been at least slightly, because I mean she was like sobbing. People were going up and like comforting her afterwards, so it had to have been edited. Alex asked if the feeds were down for like 11 hours. I think that was because of the competition, not because of the ceremony.
Competition took 2 minutes time.
Well, it should have, but I think they were like talking about how on the feeds about how they really fucked Matt over and like they can't it would be unfair for them to like if somebody were to have vetoed for them to be able to like nominate Matt in place because there's no possible way he would have won that. And so it was like, they really, really fucked him over. And so I think that's why the feeds were down for like, I think it was like 18 hours total for the competition. I don't remember feeds being down for a really long time for the ceremony, but also I've been catching up on feeds behind. I've been really behind.
Yeah, I've not been a good feedster the last.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, my least favorite is like I like the bell curve, right? Like I like the middle of the season feeds because you have the right amount of people. You get to hear game talk, but like in the beginning, there's 16 people in that house and everyone's yeah, my favorite color is green. And I'm like, I hate this. I hate this so much. Yeah. And so, like, we've talked about how, like, the only time we can tune in is during dinner or really, because we both, you know, go to work really, really early. So yeah, we can't stay up late and watch it like we used to, because Alex doesn't sleep and now I force us to sleep. And I just, it's hard to watch them in the beginning. It really is.
The feeds in the beginning are like, I don't need to watch them play charades or have like whole, like, I don't know, house. God, what did they do the other day? It was like a bumper pool tournament. Like,
Or like hair. Watch them put the boys' hair in pigtails or straighten Cameron's hair. Yeah. Or I miss them to get the hair breaking.
Over that part.
Yes.
When they stop doing that shit of like, it's summer camp, then the feeds get interesting.
And that's when people start getting polite. I mean, stop being polite and start getting
real.
90s.
Maybe it's a different show. I don't know. Bean said, why don't they let the nominees ask why the veto should be used anymore? I don't know, honestly.
I feel like they do probably have little speeches, but because of Tyson being such a dictator, it's more fun to see him tell us, like, they edit it for TV. It's the drama.
I think that they probably do include that in the ceremony, and it's just whether or not it's interesting enough to actually use. If they put it in the edit. Like,
hey, I've had a really great time meeting all you guys. I want to stick around. Please just keep me.
Yeah. Like, that does nothing. I think if it's going to, like, add drama, they'll show it.
Yeah, so I just really want to stay.
After that, Bean said, some are saying the feeds were down that long because of issues with Matt during the veto comp. That is what I was just saying. I think that they were down for like 18 hours because they didn't accommodate him correctly. Honestly, just because they lowered the like pitch of the voice, I don't think that that has anything to do with being able to decipher when you're spinning a record to say the right thing or not.
Right. It's like, just speech without a person. He can read lips, you know, and he can use context clues, but it was just someone over a speaker talking to him.
Yeah. And somebody earlier in the chat mentioned like specific and like directional. I'm scrolling up to find it now because I want to make sure that I say it right. Oh, it's so far up. Amplifiers. Ashley said they have amplifiers where you can carry it around and make it easier for him to hear. They're portable. I've had that in my class before. I've had to wear kind of a microphone around my neck for a hearing impaired student, and it just amplified it for that student. But also, there's other things. That's not the only thing that
does that turn into an advantage
on. I don't know. I don't like. In that case, that's not the only thing that that kid was relying on in class. Like, yes, he could hear me a little bit louder, a little bit better maybe, but, like, was still able to watch my mouth as I was talking. Yeah. Was still able to, like, there's other things that go into speaking and communicating. And if I remember correctly,
it's a huge thing. Like, and there's only no context in there.
Yeah, like, only 10% of communication is actually words. Everything else is like just like your like body language, what your like mouth is doing, your pitch or intonation, things like that. And I mean, if he can't get that, then no matter what, like they're really fucking him over. And yeah, Bean said that he heard that Matt may have gotten emotional during the comp, maybe even tears. I wouldn't be surprised.
It breaks my heart.
That's gotta be so fucking frustrating for like an entire company that's so rich, they have so much money, to be like, hey, come on the show. We'll get you. We'll absolutely make sure that you're able to do this because, like, it's not your fault you can't hear.
Right.
And this guy is also successful in every
other aspect of his life. He's an Olympian, right? Like, that's what people aspire to be. And he's this champion. And then he's just taken down 1,000 pegs because he can't hear. And he's going to lose. You know, he's losing his best friend in the house. His potential showman. They could go on to get married. And because he lost his competition, he's going to lose Riley. and they'll never get back together again.
But of course, if it happened, they would never show it. They're trying to cover their ass right now.
For them to tell me, like, I kept waiting for Matt to tell me in the DR how they accommodated for him. Like, oh, yeah, this is a listening, because it was such a big deal that he was deaf.
Yeah.
So it was like, been, I want to hear what they're doing for you, Matt.
They couldn't because they didn't.
They didn't.
He could not say what they did because apparently it seems like they did nothing.
They did the bare minimum.
If that, I mean, sure, a deeper voice. Great. We can do that one basic thing.
Right. Because I mean, with the Nether Gorgon, I could not understand anything he said. And also tonight, I almost turned on my subtitles because just.
I always watch with subtitles and they're behind. So as the Nether Gorgon was talking, I didn't know what was happening because it was like a sentence and a half behind what he was actually saying. And I was like, I can't.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like type to text. So yeah, I don't watch them with like regular TV, but movies, streaming shows, whatever, always subtitles. Always.
To be fair, I feel like
it's behind on live TV.
This is the only live TV I actually watch.
Me too. Well, I guess we watch like a lot of Comedy Central's Seinfeld in the middle of the day, but I don't need subtitles for that. I've seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah. Also, not live still.
No, but neither is was there. Like, you know what I mean? Like as it's going, as they're not.
Yeah, I think that somebody has probably sat down and captioned all of the Seinfeld episodes at this point.
Yeah. Well, I guess
so it could air like it's true.
Facebook won't even let me turn on CC for you guys. I'm seeing. Oh, that's right. We used to do the thing, and it would say some things.
I think my Chrome does live captioning when it turns on, and I have to turn it off for the podcast every single time because it was just like. Anytime, it's so bad. It's like when the intro plays or the spoiler alert, it just like it can't keep up, and it's like brother, 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 sister, sister. Never says sister, but like brother, 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 me, brother, your brother, my brother, brother,
brother, brother, brother, brother, brother. I do remember that era of Facebook.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was the veto competition. Matt certainly didn't win. We've just been talking about him a lot, so I said his name again. Hysam won, apparently, like, just killed everybody, all five of the people that...
What else? How? I can't deny the genius of just skipping to the second record.
I feel like once I realized they weren't in order, why are you only listening to them in order?
Yeah, that's true. But that's a learn as you go. Yeah. He was like, yeah, you know what? I know it. I know it's not going to be that way.
He did manage to get the first round completely in order. It was just a full sentence for him because he skipped.
Yeah. Game to game. But, and I hate to admire that. I hate it.
I mean, he's a smart guy. He's a smart guy. He's both a physician and a psychiatrist?
I like that we both wanted to say doctor, but we knew it was physician. I'm not sure the distinction.
Well, I mean, both are doctors, which is why.
Both are doctors, but it's more fun to say he's a physician because I don't want him to call him. Because I do not want to call him Dr. Hysam, like a doctor will. Like, we're not doing that.
No, he's not good enough for that. He's too much on Dr. Will was an ass, but it's different. Yes. Dr. Will was fun.
Dr. Will was fun. Dr. Will
was
hot.
Condescending. Yes, Dr. Will was hot.
I'm shallow. Figure it out.
It is what it is.
Okay, so yeah, he wins the veto. Again, Riley goes to him and he's like, how are you feeling? What are your thoughts? What can I do to help you? How dare you?
Fucking take her off.
How dare you? Here's what you could do to help me, but I know you're not willing. So what's the point of even speaking? I'm not going to waste my breath.
I think I would have walked out then and there. Like, you have the veto. I'm on the block. Don't ask me what you can do to help when I know you're not going to take me off the block.
Oh, I hate him.
Like, I mean, well, it seems pretty obvious. And I'd walk out. Yeah. And then I would absolutely be evicted because I'm a snarky bitch.
You know how you just told everyone to vote me out? Do the opposite. That's how you can help me.
Yeah.
The one thing. And also, okay, before we get into spoilers, one more side note. Please. Why were they suggesting showmance names for Jag and America?
I don't know, because that's not one that I would have seen. I think Jag is into Riley.
Jag is absolutely into Riley.
Riley's into
but Matt. He knows she's out the door, so he's got to find a new girl.
Yeah, but he's like clinging on to Blue now. They have a final two.
But does he like Blue?
No, I think Blue likes Jared. Anytime Blue says boo or poo, she's talking about Jared.
Aw. I would love to see Jared get into showmance. No, Serena
would not let him.
You're right. I would love to see Jared win, but I would also love to see him do it all, right? Showmance, mom in the house, winning. I love Jared.
Could you imagine just like if he ran, like had Kyle's experience last season, but like mom's in the house?
I can't. I would love it just for the camera movements to Sari behind going.
Honestly, just a slow blink of 30 seconds. I don't approve of any of this, but especially that, son.
It's winners. Okay. Ooh, I like Riley. I like Rag. Riley and plus Tag equals Rag.
Yeah, maybe. And I think that's what they have called themselves as their like final two is Rag or something. But yeah, I do think, Todd, that Jag is casting a wide net. He's like, I feel like he doesn't talk to America that much. His main person right now is Blue. I feel like America is closest to Corey.
Interesting. America.
America.
I love not having control of this. Okay, one more side note before we get into spoilers, because now we're approaching the 1 hour mark, and I did not think Ladies Night could do it. Proud of us. But, I just lost my thought.
Side note. It's the side note before spoilers. It's not showman's name.
Oh, no. I need you to explain. So, through the whole episode, right, it was – not the whole episode. After Vito picks, it was like we got three people in my alliance, like Riley. Three people in my alliance are rooting for me. We're all going to take Riley off the block if we win. Cameron, and you told me this during the show because I texted, like, what's going on here? Cameron's in that alliance, and they are not by his side. And this isn't a spoiler, is it? Because I don't think they're going to – they didn't touch on it in the episode.
No, this happened last week.
I don't
think
they're going to touch on it at all. I think this is inside.
Yeah. So Cameron was, like, the fucking handful – very openly reached out and like collected family style by adding Jared, America, and Corey, but then also grabbed Cameron in, or was Cameron in the handful? Honestly,
He
was in the handful. But then, yeah, so Bean said Cameron left the alliance first. Cameron went to, I don't remember if it was the Bye Bye Bitches or if it was the professors or a combination.
So sort of the same.
Or just like the comic room. I just spit everywhere. That's gross.
You can see it.
And was like, okay, so here's the alliance. And that's how Red was able to like go talk to Riley and name all of them.
Okay. Because Cameron had told him. He was hustling. And I do remember last CBS episode, he goes, well, I think the handful's fallen apart. And so I guess that was his.
Yeah, I mean, he jumped ship.
Maria.
But, like, he didn't just jump ship. I don't think it had staying power as an alliance. But it could have lasted. It wasn't sinking until he jumped ship and his, like, the reverberations from his leap rocked the boat so much it started taking on water. Like,
wake.
Yes. They started drowning in the wake of his, like, full abandonment, like, leap. But, that's why, like,
BBB
comment. Yeah. Yeah, BB, Cameron jump shipped and burned it. And I think that's why.
But that would explain, like, the hustle and bustle around Red not going to the Nether region. Because Red, yes, to me, felt like it was pulled out of thin air. I was like, well, why is everyone talking about Red? No one has talked about Red.
I think it's just because him and Cameron are close.
Are close, yeah. And I only know that, I mean, based on the episodes, is the bidet talk. But if you watch the feeds, they are close.
They're very close. They're definitely a duo on the feeds. But, yeah, I mean, it was, I think Cameron is an odd, was an odd choice to, like, put up next to Riley, aside from the fact that, like, I guess Cameron thinks of Riley as his daughter in the weirdest fucking way. It's still so strange to
it
me.
It is strange. But does Heisen know that?
I think so. Because Cameron was, like, going around telling people, like, oh, yeah, she reminds me of my daughter, and, like, also, but, like, I don't want people to think we're in a showmance, ha, 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 us, the showmance, and, like, started, like, I don't know, he, like, tried to put it out there that they were a showmance while also saying that she reminded him of his daughter. It was fucking strange.
Yeah.
He got real creepy.
Has dug himself a hole.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alex, I know he was your favorite.
Oh, I mean,
he's giggling.
Cameron is, I think, fucked in just the long run of everything.
Cameron, just based on his life, has spent too much time alone to just immediately go in the Big Brother house and be like, yeah, I'm a normal guy. Because you aren't, man, you aren't. You're saying some weird stuff. It's freaking people out.
Too much time alone. Right? That's such a fucking burn in, like, the nicest way.
Because, like, some of those things you could see would be okay, but, like, no, they aren't okay.
Yeah. Being asked if anyone in the house has said the Cameron Riley thing is creepy out loud. Yes. I think most of them. Absolutely Izzy fucking has. Izzy. Yeah,
Izzy hates him.
Seriously. Izzy has cried. She hates him so much. She, cannot stand him. He bothers her so much. She, like, cried. Like, I can't fucking get it together.
Poor Suri. She cried.
I know. I think he ended up on the block because of his, like, weird push for, like, oh, Riley's like my daughter, even though she's 4 years younger than me. I'd like to date her. It's a beautiful face.
The eyebrows are
telling. Eyebrows are out for that one. It's basically what he said, though. He's fucking weird.
Yikes.
Yeah, I think that's why he's on the block. But is he in danger? I don't know. He seems very confident. The fact that he said, I always want to say, it's like kiss of death. If you are on the block and in the diary room, you say, but I think I'm safe. I don't know.
Never say it.
No. Why would you ever say that? Just like, you can think it, I guess, but, like, don't say it out loud.
Kiss of death, all those things. Okay, yeah. So one last thing. I know I keep saying it. One very last thing before we get to spoilers. What were your thoughts on Heisen wearing his sweatshirt tied around his waist?
I don't even think I noticed it.
You didn't notice? Oh, God, I noticed right away. Why do I notice his wardrobe choices? I think, and he also had, like, a little
bandana. Bandana's killing me.
The bandana is a lot, but he also had a skull on his tank top. Like, he is sending, if not the house guest messages, he somehow knows about me, and he's like, she's going to see this, and she's going to talk about
it. Fuck you, Emma. Fuck you specifically.
The skull means death to Riley, okay? And the tied around the waist means it's a tie-in to the 90s, okay? So I'm hip, cool, I'm here, Riley's gone. That's how I felt.
I think that he is just, like, I don't know. Honestly, anytime I think of him, I just think of his shimmy in the opening, which honestly, I do kind of love the shimmy in the opening. But holy shit, Angela, yes. Angela said it. The bandana is giving date Mike.
Yes, yes. Also, his little cap is giving date Mike.
It is. It's Prince Mike. That is exactly thing about the Nether region was the Dementors.
And I never got caught.
I never get caught. Yeah, no, I think excellent. That is why thank I hate you. It so much. Like, it's so, and it's also like, it looks like just a random piece of fabric.
Yeah, like, it looks ripped. Joanne's. It looks like he ripped apart the sheet yes. on his bed because, you know, he's the HOH, he can do that. And he ripped it and then he just tied it up.
Yeah, it looks like he like walked into Joanne's and was like, give me a yard, do a jagged cut.
1 yard, no scissors, go. Just.
I want a choppy. like, I don't know, maybe it is the HOH. He doesn't even sleep in the HOH bed. Apparently they woke him up in the middle of the night last night because he was like sleeping on the ground. And there's like pictures of him and he is sleeping with his like head off the bed. It's like, it reminds me of the time when Elena took a nap in like the wave room and was just like full like inverted with her like head down and like was spilling her drink because she just like full passed out. Like it looked like she fell and never got up.
That's so funny because I think Elena in real life probably has done that many and many of times if you follow
her. Oh, for sure. She has. She absolutely has in real life done that so many times.
Thanks. Well, yeah. BB Bean has never watched The Office. We will block you. We won't block you because we love BB Bean. But get on it, man. Get on it.
I like that you always give BB Bean an extra B.
Oh, you're right.
Remember, it's not BB Butterbean. It's just Butterbeans.
It's just Butterbeans. It's just Butterbeans. BB Bean. It should be BB Bean. Change it.
Come on. Change your whole identity.
I know you span across many platforms, but change it for me. I'm just kidding. Don't block me. Okay, so do we want to get into some spoilers?
I think it's time. There's nothing else to say about the episode.
We hit the hour.
We hit the hour mark, honestly.
I'm sorry. Sorry, BB. B. I can't. It'll never stop. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. It's how I read it in my head now, even though I know that it's BB. It's just in my head. Bean.
No, I just need to say Babeen. Babeen. That's how it's going to be pronounced. Babeen.
It's great.
Babeen. I also love Girls Night.
It's going great. It's going great. Would you say these, is that women crushing it Wednesday?
Crushing it Wednesday. Although I think A-Town's going to come in on some spoilers. Are you coming in on spoilers? All right. I don't know any.
Oh, I mean, I know spoilers.
I mean, I know not as much as you. I know from what I've read from you and what I've read from the internet, but.
The internet. Yeah.
The internet.
Well, at this point, I don't know the outro before the spoilers. That's just real talk.
But yeah.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
That part?
No more.
Follow us if you don't have spoilers. Now's your time.
Oh yeah, you were supposed to say all these things. All these things.
Spoiler alert.
So now it's too late.
If that
too late.
Thing didn't give it away, then that's on them.
If that what thing?
That big loud spoiler alert didn't give it away. That's on them.
He said, if the big loud thing didn't give it away, it's on them. But no, we're supposed to go. If you want to tune out now, you know, be sure to follow us on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook.
You can
and
find
on YouTube,
Emma on
like
Twitter
and
at Live and
all the credentials. Hey, put those in the comments.
Type it in the comments and we'll say it so you can put it in the edited version in the right spot.
Yes, please.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Give us a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. We're Almar 7490 on Instagram and Emma Lawler on Instagram and Lil M Tweets on Twitter. And what's your Twitter?
Affable Allison on Twitter.
Affable Allison. I love that name though. Good name.
I think I came up with it in, I don't know, when did Twitter come out? Were we in high school?
I got a Twitter.
It was
last
either
year.
Late high school, early college.
Oh, smash it. Smash that like button.
Smash that like button. Punch it. Punch the bell.
These buttons.
Watch YouTube.
Here. Here. Here.
We're pointing to it somewhere.
My
One
name.
Of these is right.
Emma. Okay. Spoilers. Okay. There was a semi sort of maybe flip.
Oh, there was a for sure flip. For
From
like
last
a
I heard.
Solid 24 hours and then flip back.
Flip back. Cerise said, no, ma'am, we're flipping back.
Yeah, which, like, I don't know why.
I don't either.
It's fine. Production. Whatever. Either one is fine. I guess, like, they decided that, like, the path of least resistance moving forward is what they've been saying. Like, is that.
Oh,
they.
Pass the gravy. Hot take. Because I also kind of read that, too.
Yes.
Pin your own comment up.
Pin your own comment. Gravy Bro said. Meepul didn't want to flip. When Izzy brought it to her the first time, she was like, no. And that's when Meepul, like, had her little rant in the storage room, which was amazing. Because she's full on by herself and, like, talking with her hands. And she's like, the math ain't mathin'.
Math ain't math.
And, like, just, like, hitting it. Somebody gift it somewhere and, like, put it on some speed. Like, put some speed on it. And so she's, like, all over the place. And it's great. Yeah.
Okay. So the flip originated because we heard Suri, that last Talking Head interview, DR session, said, I don't like him. I don't like that he's got this. Yeah, she doesn't like it. And so what Cerise says is what we do.
Well, I mean, that was about Hyson, was it not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So she was like, I don't want to listen to him. Fuck that. And then she also cannot stand Cameron.
What? Well, okay.
No one can.
We already said that. We.
No one can.
No one can.
With Nicole, there you go. So yeah, it was honestly the only person against the flip was Nicole. So she was kind of at, like, they came back to her and she was like, okay, well, if it's the whole house, like, I'll vote with the house. And I guess when she and Corey were talking later, she was like, look, honestly, I don't care. But, like, I don't think we need to be, like, flip-flopping on this. It's, and, like, realistically, it is really early to be having
to be petty. Although my film is being petty.
Yes.
But it's, like, really early to be double petty.
Yeah. And so they were, I think their, like, motivation was that Riley was going to go after Hyson, and Hyson was going to, like, eat shit on camera for, like, the full shock of having Riley stay, and then he was going to go after Riley even more. But, like,
how dare Nicole from taking that from us, though?
It wasn't her.
How dare she?
She.
I mean, how dare Suri for changing her mind? But, like, as soon as it started festering, I was getting really excited.
Yeah.
It was like, here we go. We're going to watch a meltdown. We're going to get to watch a meltdown.
Oh, yeah. It was going to be great. And, like, Suri and Jared, I think it was Suri, Jared, Izzy, and Corey had talked about it. And we're like, sure, okay, let's flip it. And then Izzy went and talked to Nicole. And Nicole was like, no, I don't want to. And Izzy was like, oh, you're right. We shouldn't. But then she went back and talked to Suri, who was like, no, we're getting Cameron out. This is stupid. But, like, I also don't understand the idea of, like, the, like, thought process of, like, well, I guess we should get Riley out because she's a comp beast. She's only won one competition that most of the house was throwing.
That's true. But I get also, like, they said she's the leader of that side. But it's funny because they don't have a leader. I mean, like, she's the leader because she was the HOH and she said, let's get this together. But if one of them also won the HOH, that person would be the leader. Like, they're very fluid.
Oh, yeah.
in leadership there, and like the professors are not. It's Suri, and right now it's Hysom, but is he in charge? Because Suri absolutely could have flipped that vote on him.
Yes.
Leader by default, Polly.
Yeah, sorry. It sounds like my dogs just knocked something over.
No, you're good, because there's a lot of people outside my apartment right now yelling.
They're also pissed at Hysom.
Do they not know what's going on? Team?
Team, do you get it?
Do you get dog, team, outside? Okay, you know what's
going on. Do you get it? Do you get it?
You get it?
But yeah, so I mean, the flip, it was like at 8 o'clock, was it Tuesday night? They were like, we're fucking flipping, man.
I thought it was immediately, like, if Tuesday night was the veto ceremony, they were like, yeah, we're flipping.
Or was it? No, it had to be, it's today's Wednesday.
No, I said, I guess, like, the internet is saying 24 hours has been crazy.
It has been. It was, like, 8 o'clock, and this is Big Brother time, so not us. It was 9 o'clock. Nope, that's not how math works. 10 o'clock Central.
8 o'clock their time.
Yeah, 8 o'clock their time. On Monday, that is when they decided to flip it and keep Riley.
Okay, that's then, 24 hours after veto ceremony.
Yeah, and then another, like, 24 hours, it was, like, 9 o'clock their time last night. They started thinking, well, maybe it's not worth it. Like, maybe, like, it's whatever. Like, I think Cameron finally told somebody he wanted to backdoor Hysom, and they were like, oh, okay, well, then we can just let Cameron do that. And so they were like, so, like, I mean, we don't really have to, like, fight about this, because, like,
how could Riley not also want to do that?
I mean, she does.
So keep Riley.
Honestly, I think it makes more sense to keep Riley, but whatever. I'm not in the house.
So, like, they're blinded, right? The professors, the old person alliance, the whatever, yeah. They don't see that we see that Riley's not really the head honcho. I mean, she is the head honcho, but it could very much change. Like, those guys are fun, freewheeling, whatever. So, yeah. You know, Jag gets HOH, he's the leader. Like, the leader is, there's no head to that team.
No, I agree. Yeah, I would say at this point, she's absolutely not the leader. Especially because, I mean, I would venture to say that until the vote flipped back to keep Cameron, like, they started considering it, like, last night. And then, I guess it was, like, 10 a.m. this morning, they decided for sure they're going to keep Cameron. But, like, until that happened.
We still have some hours, though, so.
That's true. But, like, until that happened, Jag and Blue, who are, like, Riley's top two, we're going to vote Riley out.
I get that, though, because you don't want to rock the boat, and those people don't have a leg to stand on.
Hinky votes.
Hinky votes are fun, but
I love a hinky.
Them being terrified, because Suri is such a strong force.
But Suri was the one telling them. Like, they were like, there was an almost alliance between, like, Suri, Jag, Blue, and someone. And
that.
Izzy, I'm sure, of like, oh, we could do this, and like, then we'll all work together. Nobody would suspect it. And that, well, like, they were, excuse me, I have the hiccups right now. They were like they were like working with Suri, and like, Suri was telling them, we want to keep Riley. And they're like, oh, I don't know. Like, they were still going to vote Riley. They were like, the votes against Riley were going to be Jag and Blue. And probably Red. But, like, everybody else was like, yeah, sure, let's flip. And then, now that it's, like, decided that Cameron is leaving, that, like, Jag and Blue are now going to throw votes to Riley to, like, be her friend. But Hysom keeps, like, threatening them in the way of, like, if you vote for her, people are going to know that it was you, and then they're going to target you because Riley was the target. And if you vote for the person who's the target, then, like, you're the next target.
But, like, what he doesn't know is that that's not true.
I know. And, like, they should know that that's not true, but they're, like, kind of falling for it. And he's, like, promising them safety somehow if they don't vote for her. but then also telling, like, he told Bowie or Mecole that, like, he Bowie wants Jane. Jag. Yes, Bowie Jane. He wants
you.
He wants Jag out next week after promising Jag safety, which he can't do. He has no way to promise Jag safety.
Yeah.
And also, he's bothering me so much.
I'm glad. He's like, I'm really horrible. Like, episode one, week one, I was like, I hate that guy. And now I'm glad that everyone.
So bad. He's so annoying. But, like, I guess apparently he's, like, trying to start these, like, side alliances to, like, pull in Riley's people. Like, he's threatening Matt and trying to pull Matt in. And he's threatening Jag and Blue and trying to pull them in.
Well, and we saw the threat on Matt. I mean, it was a kind of threat on the episode.
I mean, that was one of the few threats.
But he's not. You know, these people aren't dumb.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, so now, like, he's, like, trying to start these side alliances and, like, pulling these people in. And he made this huge deal with the professors about no side alliances. Because the professors are the only alliance and there are no side alliances. Except for his.
Except for his. But that's also his personality, his MO, his... it's okay when I do it, but I'm gonna manipulate other people thinking that they can't do it so that they don't do it, but I'm gonna do it. And then they're gonna be so shocked when I come out on the finale night and go, yeah, so you all weren't making side alliances, but I was.
Yeah, no, it's.
Good smile.
It's the worst. BB and App said that if he wins Vito again, he could take Jag off the block. Yeah, but like.
He won't.
That's one of the reasons why they're all saying they need to, as soon as he doesn't win Vito, they need to take him out, because as the weeks go on, the more and more likely he's going to be playing in Vito.
Yeah, that's true. And like, as soon, if we're going to keep doing this Nether region, that guy needs to be saved for the time where they can't play in the Vito. He needs to be the Bowie Jane next week.
Yes, absolutely.
I hope they do that.
Like, I think, like, realistically, if he plays, like, it's very with regards to, like, I guess odds within the Big Brother house, the likelihood that he plays Vito next week is less than the likelihood that, like, he plays in weeks continuing. But, like, and there's no guarantee that he would play in Vito. And he's so pissed at Jag for not sending Red. Like, who did he say? Send Red? He wanted him to send.
No, he wanted to send Blue.
He wanted him to send Blue, sorry. I don't know.
No, and I as much as I want Ceri, as much as I want Jared to win, because I keep saying Ceri, but like, if Ceri gets to the end, Jared gets to the end. I want Jared to win because I love that family. I love them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I want someone on the handful to win the to win HOH. That way, Ceri can do underdog stuff and get
high smile. Like under the radar shit.
Yeah, because she will. She absolutely will be a vigilante and just be like, "What do you need? I'll do that for you." And then she'll get him out. Absolutely, they will put him in another region. Hopefully that keeps going. I never want a twist to keep going on, but I hope that one's going on next week.
Only because I want them to game it in a way that I like.
Me too, because I love when they game the game.
Yeah, I think it takes, you know, like,
almost immediately every season they game the game. And I'm always like, they're so smart, but they only have time to think.
Yeah.
Which,
well, I think that's part of like the adaptability that's required to be a good player. If you can't think on your feet like that, then like, if you can't game the game, you fucked.
Merch that, because that's a great t-shirt. That's a great sticker.
Yeah, it means that Heisem could be the Rachel Riley 2.0 and win his way to the end, even though the house hates him. If they let him get there, which they shouldn't. Especially because he's...
But say with Rachel Riley, they shouldn't have let her get to the end.
But, like, at this point... If any of them watched last season, He is coming for Michael Mac. Yeah, Michael. Oh my god, he was like my favorite white. Why is that his name?
Yeah. Did you say favorite right or white? Anyway, Michael. Yes, Michael.
Did I say his name but right?
Michael's.
He's coming for his record.
Weakness.
Yes, Alex. Michael Bruno.
Really, really overshadowed his comp beastness. Like Heisman is bulky. Like I even said today to Alex, like Heisman is a butterface. Like from here down, I'm like, yeah, absolutely excellent. That's why he was casted. But you're up, he's like, you know, like I see, yeah, he's Brennan and I hate it.
Yeah,
but he looks strong, he is strong, and so Michael did not. And so they kept being like, maybe he won't, maybe he's only good at mental stuff, maybe he's only good at mental stuff, and then he was good at everything.
Yes,
and that's how he was able to fly under that
radar. What I want from Corey. I want Corey to like the fact that they were like giving him shit for not being buff. I want him to be like, he is small and he's not weak necessarily. He's just a smaller dude.
He's a smaller dude. So, like, he knows each game. He knows the game. He knows how CBS sets up reality shows.
Yes. And I think that he could kill a wall comp.
Absolutely.
Because he's a smaller dude. So he still has the upper body strength that's, you know, like
needed for those wall comps.
Because stereotypical of. Like men, but he doesn't have like the overwhelming like Dorito body pulling
and,
forward.
And he's not holding up 200 pounds of muscle. He's holding up, you know, 150 of semi-muscle.
Yeah. So I mean, like, I think that Corey could pull the Michael Bruner, but like right now, he's not winning shit, which is fine. Like, it's early in the game.
He's too far up Serena's butt to get out. But I like that the professors are kind of pulling him in and, like, talking to him.
Yeah, but I still can't tell who actually likes him and where he is on anybody's list. Because Jared is trying to tell him to talk to Sari more and talk to Izzy more and, like, get closer to them. Which makes me think that Jared wants to work with him. But then also, I feel like Jared said that he's, like, fourth on his list.
That's still pretty high. Because he has a whole alliance.
Yeah,
he has everybody in the house to pick from, actually.
No. I mean, like, fourth on his, like, eviction list.
Get out.
Mm. He wants him, like, out, like, fourth, I guess, of, like, it's, like, Heisman.
I could see that, though, because I could see how he sees him as a threat, but I hope that he sees that threatness as ally-ness.
In Heisman's preseason interview or whatever, he said something about like he wants to find a ride or die, but a ride or die that's actually good, which is like the issue is people find a ride or die day one and you don't know how they're gonna do on comps, but like
you're dead.
So it's like, oh, my ride or die, but my ride or die can't fucking win a comp to save me when I'm on the block.
My ride or die can't tell a lie. My ride or die actually ended up being very religious, so here we go.
My ride or die really sucks. I love them as a person, but
my ride or die got into a showman.
Yes,
it's so true. Like, yeah, it's risky business picking someone.
You gotta get a ride or die that's actually good, and I think that like that could be like that would be a good Corey Jared pair.
Yeah, but I picked them to be 1 and 2.
Same, they were 1 and 2 on my draft list.
That's true.
But I mean, they just this got so off. This is not even spoilers anymore. This is just talking about them. But yeah, I don't know where Corey actually lies in the house because like he and America are pretty close. He and Nicole are kind of close. And I know a lot of people in the chat have said like Nicole hasn't existed. And I think that that's good.
Yeah.
Because America hasn't really existed on camera either, but has on the feeds. Like, people talk to Nicole. They go to her for questions.
Tumblr loves her.
Yeah, of course.
I call that.
Yeah. and they like, I feel like Nicole and America are both like, America.
No, also when he picked the chip out and he was like, America. And I was like,
me?
You want me to
play? I get to play.
Okay, here I go. My 10 seconds are up.
But they are. I think they're doing a good lie low game.
Yeah, and I hate that. I hate that strategy. I'm gonna lie low, tell the metal, and then I'm gonna play. Yeah, that's everyone's strategy. I'm gonna be proud of your lines.
Actually doing
it. The big alliance ends. I'm gonna have my own alliance.
The issue is when people say that that's their strategy, but then they're Bowie Jane.
Yes.
And she just literally doesn't exist.
She doesn't.
People still talk, like they seek out America and Nicole to talk game. They just aren't having to be the big names in front.
Because, Bowie Jane, fills that void of, they'll be here, but they're not.
Bowie Jane fills the void of an empty bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a house guest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did not even miss her when she was gone. She did not even have a message while she was gone. Not a word from Bowie Jane.
And, she said that she volunteered because, it would just be Red had a higher chance
and I wrote
a strategy behind that. That was honestly surprising.
I didn't even write Bowie Jane. I said Bowie actually had some thought to it, I guess.
I can see that, but at the same,
But I also feel like Cerie told her that.
Yeah, I don't think she came up with that on her own.
I think she went in and she was like, I'm down for whatever. And then she came out and she told Cerie what she said. And Cerie was like, well, that's good because.
Because, yeah, that's got to be it. Angel said, you have to be careful of the middle. And Courtney said they're floaters. I think there's a difference between being. Somebody said it's not floaters. I think floating is an actual strategy.
Yes.
Floating between both is an actual strategy. It's the people that
floating
aren't,
between both is a strategy, and floating is a strategy.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm nothing to no one. I'm going to get to the middle. And floating between means you have to pick at one point, and if you pick wrong, you're out. Yeah. But there's two types of floaters. And both need to grab a life vest eventually. But the ones that don't just get pre-jury, first jury.
Yeah.
And Bowie Jane, floater.
Yes. Oh, absolutely just floater. Although she feels like she's on a side.
This one. America.
Corey is the Andy Heron rep.
Yeah.
In the best way. Riley trusts him. Tells him things. I feel like maybe Cerie, Izzy, and Jared don't necessarily trust him the most, but he still is in with them.
He still is.
And he's chatting,
he's talking, and he's making stuff. And he's up Cerie's butt, but maybe that's going to work for him.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like.
It's going to work for him, and I think it's going to, we get two up the butts, right? We have Corey up the butt, and then we get Izzy up her butt. And there's going to be two very different outcomes.
Yes.
And I'm excited to see how it comes out.
I know. I feel like.
It's the only way to say it.
Yeah. I feel like the difference is that, what is guiding that difference is the fact that Izzy knows that Jared is Cerie's son.
Yes.
Corey.
She has something in her pocket, but I'm still on the. I'm going to die on the hill if she'll never say a word to Andy.
Honestly, she might at this point because she calls Cerie mom and Jared her brother. The number of edits of Cerie holding baby Jared and baby Izzy in a pool are absolutely killing me. So Corey hasn't, who knows if he's clocked it in real life, but he hasn't said it. And he's up Cerie's butt, but in a way where he's not up Cerie's butt to Cerie, he's up Cerie's butt to Jared.
That's true. Okay,
he just keeps telling Jared how amazing Cerie is.
Comment, Alex, the comment, yes, the coaster.
Yes, that was what I was trying to look for. Floater. A floater and a coaster. Thank you. Yeah.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Yeah, Bean says the coaster social strategy includes players who often have little effect on the game or attach themselves to a stronger player to get to the end. That is when I think of
Cody.
honestly, yeah.
Cody the first
Bowie, one. Yes, Bean. Bowie's definitely a coaster. Meg from Devon's first season was a co-star.
Yeah.
I like her, but she had nothing to do with the game.
No. No, she was there just to make us laugh and to hit her face on the veto, OTEP.
Absolutely.
And now she casts for CBS shows. They hired
Does
her.
Does
she? She's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's married to Mike from Survivor.
Oh my God.
She is fully in there. She has coasted her way into CBS's heart.
Really integrated herself.
She has.
Angela said, with Izzy, it's like in-laws. You get them to love you, and it's through Jared. I mean, honestly. Yeah, she's...
Where's the love?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting to see the way that they're playing. Izzy and Corey are playing really similar games. It's just that Izzy had that little, like, that little extra, like, she clocked the relationship immediately. And so instead of being like, oh, shit, she's really smart. She might be onto us. Like, she really knows the game. It's like, oh, yeah, we love you. Come to us.
Yeah.
Whereas Corey is like, I think they're starting to appreciate how smart he is in a way that could be on their side rather than
we need him as a mole. They'll mole him. They'll turn him into a vigilante.
Yeah.
And he'll bring information back because Izzy can't be trusted by the other side because she cries about how much she hates Cameron. So she is
they all hate Cameron. I think everybody's boot order right now in the house is Hysam and then Cameron.
Well, that's fine with me.
No qualms. No love lost on that. It's fine. Do it to it. As of now, and granted, I have not refreshed feeds or updates since the show was on. Right now, in the scare room, Izzy and Jared are discussing Corey. Izzy wants Corey to trust them. She wants to name their alliance with Corey.
I like it. I'm here for it.
It might be that they're trying to just reel them in. But... Yeah, I would say as of now, it's adios, Riley.
Adios. Okay, tomorrow. That's fine. Okay, so Angela in the comments is saying good night. Mm-hmm. I think we have spent our time. We are at an hour and a half. So maybe we call it.
Thanks for calling it, Angela.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling it for all of us. I think we're all thankful for that.
We're new here. Well, because we could go on forever, honestly.
Yeah.
Like
and subscribe. Punch that like notification. Subscribe.
Alex, do you want to help me?
Follow us at Pass the Gravy Bro on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, and on Facebook as well. And on Facebook. If you're watching us there, yeah. I'm Emma. You don't have to follow me, but you could. Mostly what's important is the Pass the Gravy Bro pod. Follow that. Yeah. Do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow us if you want, but
yeah, you know where to find us.
Everything important that we do or say will be reposted by them.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I don't know how to end this at all. I have no control over it. So
we'll just sit here and stare until Alex ends it.
Cut us off whenever. Good night, guys. Thanks for joining in. And it was really good having ladies' night.
Yeah.
Big brother. It's big brother. It's my brother. It's your brother. It's our brother. It's his brother. It's her brother. It's their brother. On Pass the Gravy Bro.